I'm going to tell you a story this morning about the roughest, toughest, rootin', tootin'est, most badass stagecoach driver in the on the West Coast. Old codger named One-Eyed Charlie, who had a secret that didn't come out until after Charlie had actually died. Interestingly enough, though, the horses seem to have known the secret all along. Hi, my name's Finn J.D. John. It's Thursday, May 10th, and I'm reading you a story from the archives of the weekly newspaper column I write, Offbeat Oregon History. I do this every day, or every weekday, and if you're subscribed to this podcast, you already know that, and if you're not subscribed to this podcast but like to know more about it, you can stay tuned or check out offbeatoregon.com for more details. Now, today's column ran in the papers on July 23rd, 2009, so it's a bit of an old one, and the headline was The Surprising Secret of One-Eyed Charlie. Here we go. If you've ever been down toward the southern end of Interstate 5, you've probably seen the Wolf Creek Tavern. It's an old Pioneer Stagecoach Inn in which the state today operates a restaurant, and guests can stay in smallish, tallish, Spartan guest rooms with quilts on the beds and no TVs. Although, no, you can't stay in the room that Jack London rented for a summer. It's about the size of a small walk-in closet. And you can't stay in the room Clark Gable used to reserve either. It's set up with wax figures as a historical tableau. The inn itself was built in 1883 to serve people riding stagecoaches south to California's gold country. The stages, though, had been making the run since just before the Civil War. Now remember, gold was found down there in 1849, and most of the male population of Oregon desperately wanted to get down there so they could strike it rich. At first, they crossed the Siskiyous on foot, and later they took the stagecoach. They took the stagecoach back, too, broke and disappointed, most of them. When they got on that coach, if they were lucky, they got to ride with a famous driver named One-Eyed Charlie Parkhurst. One-Eyed Charlie had been driving a coach since gold was discovered, at first from San Jose to Santa Cruz, and later over the pass. He drove his team hard, spat his tobacco juice harder, cussed like Sam Clemens. The only time he missed work was the day after payday when he'd be too drunk or hungover to drive. He was curt and ornery, hell on wheels in a game of cards or dice, and possibly the best handler of horse teams in the West. One source passes on rumor that he shot and killed at least one bandit who'd hoped to rob the stage. But he was not without a sense of civic duty. In 1868, he went and got himself registered to vote so he could help Ulysses S. Grant clinch the election. Finally, in 1879, all that hard living caught up with One-Eyed Charlie, and he died at the age of 67. The actual cause of death was mouth cancer, probably from all that tobacco chewing. Well, at the funeral home, the mortician made an unexpected discovery. The Charlie part of One-Eyed Charlie's name? Actually short for Charlotte. Orphaned at an early age, Charlotte had dressed as a boy to escape her orphanage and found the masquerade opened a lot of doors that were closed to women and girls in early 19th century America. It became a way of life for her from that day forward. Now, naturally, the newspapers made much of this scandalous news, and many who had ridden with tough old Charlie opined that he must have been a hermaphrodite or something, born with non-functional female anatomy, but really male. This appears to have been a desperate attempt on the part of some men to avoid having to face the fact that the most accomplished member of the most macho boys' club in early Oregon, stagecoach drivers, was a woman. Not only that, but she'd up and voted in a presidential election in 1868. Possibly, although probably not, the first woman in America to do so. There's another mystery, too. Some sources say the medical examiner found she'd given birth at some point. Other sources say this is an unconfirmable rumor. Nobody seems to know for sure. In the absence of any real, solid information, though, I would tend to doubt that it's true. Well, that's it for today. You've been listening to an Offbeat Oregon History Archive column. If you'd like more, you can read hundreds of columns from the last 4 years on our website, offbeatoregon.com. On that website, you can also subscribe to get these podcasts sent straight to your smartphone every day, RSS or iTunes. You can also join the conversation on the Facebook page or Twitter feed from links on the page. All Offbeat Oregon stuff is covered under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license. See offbeatoregon.com/cc for details. Finally, if you're ever up in Corvallis and have time for a cup of something, look me up. I'm at finn@offbeatoregon.com, or if you do Twitter, @offbeatoregon. Have a great day.